On Saturday last, the Queen's Hall of the People's Palace was opened by Her Majesty Queen Victoria. By her thoughtful choice, the event took place on a Saturday, allowing hundreds of thousands of persons to take part in the general jubilation. Soon after 4 o'clock, the royal train arrived at London Paddington from Windsor, and the Queen embarked on a royal procession through central London to the East End with members of the royal family. The whole route was brilliant with decorations in honour of the occasion, including flowers and waving flags, banners welcoming the Queen, and plants erected in the middle of the roadways. Her Majesty was received by cheers from the dense crowds of enthusiastic spectators that lined the streets along the route. The East End of London was unsurpassed by any part of the route in its expressions of loyalty and devotion to the Queen. As far as the eye could reach, the scene was one of continuous decoration. Tall Venetian masts, connected and festooned with strings of fluttering pennons and gaily coloured paper roses. The dingy houses glowed with scarlet hangings, while at every turn the eye was caught by welcoming mottos. Flags innumerable floated over the roofs, and waving banners spanned the streets at intervals. Every window, indeed, almost every housetop, was tenanted by eager sightseers, and the pavements were thronged with countless people. Stands were erected at various points along the Whitechapel and Mile End roads, and these positions were taken by school children from local schools, as well as by their elders. At the beginning of Whitechapel Road, a banner suspended across the roadway welcomed the royal party to Whitechapel.